October 26th, 9:06 a.m. Remote message from
Yeager Communications.
Wednesday, October 25th, 6:50 p.m. Remote message from
Steve Yeager. Here's a message from Governor George W. Bush.
Wednesday, October 25th, 8:57 a.m.
Hello, I'm Governor George W. Bush, and I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you. And I want to thank Dexter and Bernie Yeager for arranging this event. You're paying a tribute to the entrepreneurs and small business owners who've made this era an era of such prosperity all across America. More than one in five jobs is created by a business that didn't even exist a decade ago. And that should tell us something. To continue this time of prosperity, we must leave the American entrepreneur free to invest and build and create. After all, wealth is not created by government. It's created by Americans, by creativity and enterprise and risk-taking. The role of government is to create an environment where businesses and entrepreneurs and families can dream and flourish. One basic problem is that many entrepreneurs find that government expects to be a partner in their success, sharing none of the risks, but nearly half of the profits. So I've laid down a basic principle. No one should have to work 4 months a year to pay the Internal Revenue Service. The federal government in peacetime has no business taking more than 33% of anyone's paycheck. My tax relief plan will expand prosperity by encouraging American enterprise, not penalizing it. I will use this moment of opportunity to bring common sense and fairness to the tax code. We will reduce the rates for everyone in every bracket. Those in the greatest need should receive the greatest help. So we will lower the bottom rate from 15% to 10% and double the child tax credit. Entrepreneurs and small business owners are also punished by the tax code through the death tax. When a man or woman builds a business, they're also leaving a legacy. And their death should not mean the end of their life's work. The death tax goes against common sense and the spirit of enterprise, and I intend to abolish it. We'll also be more prosperous if we reduce needless regulation. And should I become the president, I will do what I did in Texas, fight for meaningful legal reform to stem the tide of junk and frivolous lawsuits that hinder innovation and kill jobs. Another goal I've set is to renew this nation's commitment to the elderly. I will lead a bipartisan effort to save and strengthen Social Security and to reform Medicare to include prescription drug coverage. Finally, no agenda for opportunity is complete without education reform. My number one priority in this campaign, I've set a clear agenda for education reform, higher standards, accountability for results, and local control of schools. I want the American dream to be alive for every child, regardless of their background, or neighborhood, or accent. See, everybody matters, and I believe every child can learn. I'll be an activist president who sets goals worthy of a great nation. I will restore civility and respect to our national politics. I will lead by conviction, not by calculation, by principle, not by the latest polls.
End of message.